p-value, a generic statistic for hypothesis testing. A hypothesis test always starts with a certain test statistic with a known PDF. The PDF is plotted here, assuming that H0, the null hypothesis, is true. There are two approaches to conducting the actual test. What we have seen so far uses what is called critical values. What we find an area in the tail of the distribution so that the area is alpha, where that alpha is the level of significance. The critical value is the boundary point there. Critical value. We call it the critical value simply because it is the boundary. Above that boundary, we are inside the small area alpha, and we say that the test is significant and we are allowed to reject H0. If we are below the critical value, then we cannot reject H0. We say that the test is not significant. This was assuming the one-sided case. If we have a two-sided case, we need to split the region in half. So we have alpha half on that side and only alpha half instead of alpha on that side. And we have two critical values. That is also a critical value. And the test is significant with significance level alpha, both if you are below the lower critical value or if you are above the high critical value. So that is the two-sided test. In this talk, we introduce a new way of looking at it. We are going to define what is called a p-value. What we do to calculate the p-value, we just ignore the critical values completely. Instead, we look at the actual observation, lowercase z, and we identify that z on the x-axis. Having identified that z, that point, that z on the x-axis, we look at the interval, look at the area under the curve from z and out. That area is known as the p-value. The one-sided p-value. So instead of using alpha to define the area and then find a critical value to compare z to, we take z to define an area and let the p-value be the size of that area. That p-value can now be compared to alpha, because the p-value is smaller than the one-sided alpha if and only if the observed z is to the right of the critical value. So comparing the p-value to alpha is the same as comparing z to the critical value. If we now want a two-sided p-value, we take the one-sided p-value and we multiply by 2, simply to reflect that we have an area in both tails. Let's summarize the definition of the p-value in text. We have here a one-sided test setup. We have a null hypothesis and we have an alternative hypothesis with greater than. Then we make an observation, lowercase t, of the test statistic, uppercase T. And the p-value is simply defined as the probability that capital T be greater than lowercase t. And this applies regardless of what probability distribution the test statistic has. The only thing we require is that we know enough about the probability distribution to be able to calculate this quantity. And that's all. The two-sided p-value is very similar. Difference is, in the alternative hypothesis, we have changed greater than to not equal to. And the p-value is multiplied by 2. Now, this assumes that the observed value is greater than the mean, because we are interested in the probability that the stochastic variable is even further from the mean. So we have greater than here when t is greater than the expected value. If t is smaller than mu, we need to use capital T smaller than lowercase t instead. So that is the two-sided p-value. Using the p-value is dead easy. We have a level of significance we always have when we consider a hypothesis test, and we find the p-value, we calculate the p-value. Now we just have to compare the p-value to alpha. If p is smaller than alpha, we reject the null hypothesis. If p is greater than alpha, we retain the null hypothesis. And that's all there is to it. To summarize, the p-value is a generic test statistic. Once it's calculated, you just compare it to alpha. The p-value is the probability of observing a result more extreme than the observation we actually made. So comparing p to alpha, if p is smaller, we reject h0. If p is greater, we retain h0. Thank you.